Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We do have a Throwback Thursday for you today featuring Kid Craddock.
Nice.
Based on some news that hit newsstands yesterday. I don't know if people still go to the newsstand, but some celebrity news hit. And we were like, what?
Really?
Yeah. Has to do with Barry Manilow.
Oh, okay. Saw this.
Not a lot of people were surprised, Al.
But yeah. Non-story, I think.
I know, but we do have a Throwback Thursday with that.
I did hear that he didn't write the song titled "I Write the Song." Barry Manilow.
Interesting.
Yeah,
that's a fun fact right there, Al.
You might want to Google that.
Yeah,
saw it on the news, Kelly.
Okay. All right, let's get to the road trip and see what a part-time Justin and hot intern Jordan have been up to. I believe on the phone right now, it says I have Justin and Will.
Will.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, JC.
Good morning, guys. Now, who's Will?
Yes, Will.
Hi, Will.
Who are you, Will?
What's up, Big Al?
Oh, is Will one of the people that lives in the house?
I lived in the basement. But I live in the basement.
Oh, they let you out, huh?
Yeah, finally.
They finally freed you.
Okay, so Will's
I'm the one who shows all the people the good time.
Did you guys party last night?
No, we're good kids.
Yeah,
we're watching you on Kid TV. You got
don't
that?
Don't lie to them, Will.
You got that? I partied last night. Face
what?
Going.
What?
This light is really bright.
Yeah, you partied last night.
This light is
really
Justin bright.
Lane in bed with Will in the basement?
I think so.
Yes. I woke up Will.
You woke up Will. I'm sure he loved that. What'd you guys do last night?
Well, I met them up at the Deuce, and I was like, "What do you want to, like, feel what Columbia's like?" So I took them out to a bar in town, Snappers, a small little hipster bar that only the locals know about.
Yeah.
And then I took them to Roxy's, which is, like, the hot spot in Columbia for all the college kids. And we had a really good time.
And then
we rode a tiger.
We rode the tiger, the Mizzou Tiger.
Wait, what? A real tiger?
It was a metal tiger. It's a metal statue tiger. College students do.
By the way, in true Justin fashion, if you're watching Kid TV, you spilled on your shirt again, Justin. Why is your shirt wet?
Oh, because it was wet here. It's been raining for 2 weeks in Columbia. 2 weeks.
It is wet. It is wet. Yeah. All
time. Self-editing. Good job.
Thank you for
good
catching job. Yourself Thank there, you. Will. So you guys no trouble last night. Sounds like you guys had a good time.
Always. They were with me. Justin had to work, so I took them out.
Also, Justin has a kid. He said that yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Oh, Justin, who owns the home, who you were staying with.
Host Justin has a kid.
Yes,
yeah,
not there was another Justin.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Will, do you have to go to work?
In a couple hours.
Yeah. Man, I love that you guys went out and party.
Well, yeah, it's better than sitting at home, you know, and making pizza or something.
They have on wristbands, so they went out somewhere that required wristbands. Yeah.
Now, we are still looking for somebody to host Justin and Jordan tonight in Joplin, because that's where Justin's going today. You're going to drive 4 hours to Joplin, right, Justin?
Yes, sir. We're going to go to Joplin, but before that, we're getting facials.
Who got you facials?
The radio station here, 106.1.
Really?
There you go. Nice.
Yes, sir.
So you guys are getting pampered before you go on the rest of your road trip.
I know. I guess they saw like our face and our skin or something, and they're like, "Oh, they need some skin treatment."
Yes,
so
those pores are clogged.
Yeah, and then Justin's going to be hanging out from 4 to 6 at Hertz Donuts with Kissin 92.5, hanging out with Krass in the house and M-Dub. Hertz Donuts is over at 1602 South Range Line if you want to go check them out from 4 to 6.
Yeah, I might swing by there.
Out in Joplin.
All right.
They're really fun, guys. Go see them.
Okay.
Yeah, Will treated us very well. All of his friends came out, and we two-stepped, we line danced, we did some country.
Good. Will, thank you for taking care of our fellas.
So nice of you.
All right.
Of course.
All right, Justin, get your facial, and then...
Let Will get a little nap before he has to go to work.
And then you guys have a good day. Thank you for joining us.
Is a hot intern Jordan even on this trip?
Yeah, he's the cameraman, dude.
Oh, now they have the thing in there. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, he's filming. Oh, now. I was like, why have I not seen him?
What did you think Jordan
was
doing?
He's connecting all the dots as we go along.
Why have I not seen him?
Jordan's getting all the audio and the video, Al.
All the cool pictures. Have you seen those?
I'm awake now.
The Snapchat post, the Twitter post. That's Jordan.
Got it.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
I think what Al's saying is he wants to see more of the hot intern.
I was just wondering.
You want more Jordan in his underwear is what you're asking.
No, I'm fine. Yeah, I was just wondering.
We can get you that.
Just wondering.
Yeah, all right. More of that, Justin, if you're listening. We have Caroline Craddock coming in here next. We're going to see what Caroline's obsessed with this week.
Okay.
Because she has different obsessions every single week. And a Throwback Thursday featuring Kid Craddock and Barry Manilow.
Why? Why now?
The new thing, Kelly. The new thing.
I'll tell you.
We'll do it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We'll announce three names in 15 minutes for Beat the Bank. Round one, we play twice a day. Sign up at KidNation.com if you want your name to be one of those that we pull out of the hat.
All right.
So you can win your money.
Guess what, JC?
What, Big Al?
The Don Cheadles are back.
I know. We're back today, you guys.
I'm so excited.
We would like to announce that our reunion tour kicks off today sometime during the show.
This is the band that JC and Al have. They only play one song.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, as of now.
It's to the tune of one song.
Yeah.
But the title and the lyrics change with every song.
Yeah. So what do you mean by you're back?
We're back. We're performing today.
You have
performing.
A new parody.
Yeah. Yes.
We were hit with something that we need to sing about.
Yes. And in fact, I missed it. But someone sent us a text at 800-543-3548, one of our listeners, one of our great listeners for Kid Nation, and said, hey, with the new invention, the Kim Kardashian butt float, you should write a song. The Don Cheadle should perform Buy Me a Float.
And we were like, that's genius.
I'm like, how did I miss that?
We have producers all over the country.
All over.
So you're just going to start wanting to buy things that rhyme with the word boat?
Well,
that's usually how parodies work, yes.
Why didn't you do a song about the moat Kelly has?
Or we have to wait to winter for I Want to Buy Me a Coat. Mm-hmm. Don't make us wait.
Well, Kelly, just
one
chill.
Song at a time, ladies.
One song at a time.
One song at a time.
Yes.
Which is how we're handling our careers.
The Don Cheadles are back.
Yes, woo! Sir.
The show goat.
The show goat. That's when he gets here.
That's when he gets here.
Don't worry, but we got goats.
That's in the working.
Yeah.
Could I make a request about a song with Poke?
Poke? Okay. Yeah. We'll put it on the list with the other requests. But right now.
Buy you a poke?
Right now. We've got Buy Me a Float.
Yeah, that's coming up later. Got to tune the guitar. Got to get the lyrics down. Got to practice.
You know, for my honeymoon, I wouldn't mind buying a brand new tote.
A tote bag. See? The idea is...
Kelly, just chill, okay? Yeah. Just chill. I see that little note of sarcasm in your face. We don't take this lightly. Songwriting is very serious
with
Don Cheadle.
We do have Caroline Craddock coming in here in a minute to tell us about her obsessions that she has this week, but...
I like that because of her... I started watching on Netflix Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah.
That I just always dismissed, and I loved it.
And she told us about that artist Khaled, not DJ Khaled, but Khaled, who ended up being on Ellen the other day.
Right?
Oh, wow.
So she knows her stuff.
She knows her stuff. She gets you cool music, cool shows,
even
clothes and makeup that you can use.
Cool.
But one of the obsessions her dad had, Kid Craddock. If you combine the love Kelly has for Britney Spears and Al has for Blake Shelton and that I have for Eminem and that Jenna has for Tom Hardy, you would get the love that Kid had for Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
Loved Barry Manilow.
Yeah, he did.
So we were hit with...
Shrine.
We had breaking news yesterday.
Ooh, earth-shattering.
Earth-shattering that... You know, if you've never seen Barry Manilow in the 73 years he's been alive... You would be very surprised.
Women's hearts all over America were just broken.
Who knew?
Yesterday, Barry Manilow announced in People Magazine that he is, in fact, gay. And he's been in a relationship.
JC, please don't say it again. It hurt bad enough the first time he admitted it.
How old is he?
Sorry,
he's been 73. He's been in a relationship with his manager, Gary, for 39 years.
A gay couple? Oh, my God.
I know. He said, I thought I would be disappointing fans if they knew I was gay, so I never did anything. He also told Entertainment Tonight why he kept it to himself.
Okay.
This is my life. We've been together for all these years. Everybody knows that we're a team. I mean, I'm a very private guy, you know. And I don't even like people knowing the names of my dogs.
See? He's a very private guy. But we have had Barry on the show in the past.
Yeah, we have.
What?
It was devastating because we had him come in to a college to appear. It was a horrible weather event. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly, but hardly anybody showed up.
Oh.
And then he couldn't sing.
Because his throat
lost his voice.
He was hoarse, yeah.
It was just like a disaster. The only thing we got out of that was this picture of kid leaning on the piano with his hands rested in the old Olin Mills pose, watching Barry tinkle the ivories.
But we had better encounters with Barry.
We did.
Including, this is your Throwback Thursday for today, by the way. Including the time Barry called the show. Hear how giddy Kid Craddock gets.
Say hello, everyone, to Barry Manilow.
Hey, kid.
Hello, Barry Manilow.
It's me, Barry. I'm sorry. I hope you're not frightened.
Kid's a little nervous again.
Know. I'm frightened too.
Good. We're both scared little boys in this world right now. Barry, it's great to talk to you.
And you.
I'm doing terrific. You know what?
It'll be great.
I'm on pop radio and have been forever, and I've never been ashamed to tell everybody you are my absolute favorite.
No, he hasn't. I mean, he went out to the mall yesterday and bought a new outfit just to interview
just
you
this.
On the
just
air.
Just interview on the phone.
Radio. Yeah.
I know, kid. I so appreciate you. I know. I hear all about you.
I hope you do.
I hear all about you, and I can, you know, you're a real brave guy to do this, you know, and I really appreciate it.
Nothing,
thank you so much.
There is nothing brave about it. Your greatness.
So, Barry was coming to town, and Kid had always tried to get me into the Barry Manilow music. So
he wanted somebody to join him.
And after Kelly said no, I don't want to go, and I think Al said no, and then I believe Jenna was busy, he asked me.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I was here yet.
He asked me if I wanted to join him and go to the Barry Manilow concert. And I was like, you know what? This guy's a legend. Sure.
No, you're just doing it because Kid was your boss.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus you were new. Yeah, you were new.
So. And also you pay me, so yes, I will go with you. And then we found out that Barry wanted us to come backstage and say what's up.
That's right.
Wow.
All right.
So
he
this
truly
is,
had heard about Kid's love for him.
Exactly. So we were invited backstage, and here is your Throwback Thursday of the time Kid Craddock finally got to hang out with Barry Manilow, and I was tagging along.
How excited are you at this point, dog?
Very.
Backstage.
I'm very excited because he is very people shy. 12 times I've met Barry Manilow. 12 times. And every one of them is...
He's trying to practice your name so he gets
distant
through, right?
And like, hey, he's nice as he can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he's shy. He's shy. You
so
can tell.
Shy. So we walk. They take us through the first curtain. We went with Barry from the dressing room to the band room for the band prayer. Mm-hmm. From there, around the side of the stage, up the steps, into the quick change room.
Yeah.
That's where JC left me. So Barry and I can have some private time.
Good.
All right, let's hear this.
Very nice.
Hey, this is Kid. This
Hi,
is
Barry.
JC.
Nice to
Kid
see
here.
You. Kid Craddock. Yeah.
Kid.
How you doing, Mr. Manilow?
Young little
awesome,
thing.
Man.
You come up, follow me.
I'm a young little thing. Yes.
Wow. So there wasn't a lot of how are you? Where
no,
you from? What
no.
are you up to?
Real
Kid.
Quick. He's real.
Kid. Good to see you again. You know, none of that.
No.
Not a huge.
Not an ounce of recognition.
He called me a young little thing.
He oh, did. Did he?
I'm not a little
You're
thing.
You're a young little thing.
I'm not little. Said.
How precious.
Yeah, you are
little
precious.
Thing.
Listen how...
Did the word sweet come out?
No. Okay. Young little thing.
Listen to the striking lack of small talk here.
Barry, this is Kid. This
Hi,
is
Barry.
JC.
Nice
Kid
to see
here.
You. Kid Craddock.
Hi,
yeah,
Kid. How you doing, Mr. Manilow?
Young You're little awesome, thing. Man. You come up, follow me.
Thank I'm
you.
A young little thing. Yes.
Wow.
Okay, and that was it. Off we go.
And then we're following.
I mean, he didn't even break stride to meet us.
Hug?
It's like... Hey, Kid, you're a young little thing.
Kid did try to hug him.
Hug?
All right, I did. I thought maybe he wanted to do a soul shake thing.
A man.
Oh. Stop him right there with the shake.
So now me and Barry and JC.
Walking.
Yeah, he's in the middle. I'm on the right. JC's on the left. We got our tape recorders out.
Okay.
And we are walking very fast. Very fast.
Really?
To the band room. Okay, we're in with the band now. The whole band's
the
in
the band.
Here. They're going to have a little get together.
What is the name again?
I'm JC.
JC, are you part of the radio show?
Yes,
we
sir.
Are. Yes,
are you
sir.
On the air with
yes.
us?
Yes, with me. Yes, sir. He wants to know who JC is. He doesn't understand
why. I know he wanted to know who's with
like,
Kid.
Why Pretty Little Thing's there.
He's a young little thing.
He's digging me, dude. He's digging me. He's like, this guy's a cool guy. Maybe I
started to think at that point you were my past.
I was thinking
you were a
guy.
Young little thing, and now he's talking to you more than he has ever talked to
you. You know why? He's probably more, because he can sense your desperation for approval.
Totally.
You see what I'm saying?
You're totally right.
And I was playing it cool.
And JC's just hanging.
I'm like a 12-year-old with the Jonas Brothers.
I walked. Kid hung on to Barry's side like he's... like one of those fish that hang on the shark. You know what
I'm saying? You made Barry uncomfortable.
Yeah. I don't
think
and when we walked back
don't
there,
say,
I just...
Don't say that, Kelly. That's so mean. Don't say that.
And then
but
I,
apparently it's true.
It's true. And then I just walked off when we walked in there and started talking to the ladies at backup sing, you know.
JC walks off and Barry's like, hey, young little thing.
Where you going?
Back.
So he gets
I want to know you, PYT.
And see, he asked me to go up on stage. And when I got up there, his manager was like, go down there. I'm like...
Right.
Barry told me I could come up.
Did you
here.
Say that?
Yeah, and then he's like, no, I told you to go down. And I was like, well, Barry said.
Really? I didn't catch any of that.
Yeah, and then I kicked him almost.
Wow.
Hey,
walk you up. Come on.
Both of
all right.
You.
Yeah, all right. Walking through like a tunnel.
Follow me. type deal. All right. The crowd. And the crowd is going nuts, sold out.
Go. Go have a good time.
I will.
Oh.
All right. Now, you know what that means?
What?
Get out of here.
Let me give you some Barry speak. Go have a good time translates to, what the hell are you still doing? Doesn't
Aww.
It?
Totally. Go have a good time. Go. Go have a good time.
I will. I will. Take care.
Can I have a hug?
Go. Go. Who asked for the hug?
I did.
You did?
You didn't.
It was a bet. I hate that I brought you now.
You got to play it cool, man. You
got
to act
I
like
got
you're
no
not
attention because of you.
Because you were acting too interested in
young
it.
Little thing.
You got to act like you got to understand.
No, it wasn't how that.
JC was
oh,
your wingman.
So that.
JC was your wingman, and he ended up getting more action than you got. Like, there's a hot chick. And this dude is all
right.
over her, and JC's not interested.
You're supposed to be the bait
did
on
he
this.
Give you, did he give
You're
you
not
the
supposed
half
to be.
Because he gave
he
me
was
a half
Barry
hug.
Bait. Yeah. Are you saying JC is Barry Bait?
He gave me like a
that
half
is
hug.
So
I got nothing.
Gross.
I got no body contact.
When we were going up to the stage.
Oh,
like,
man,
came
what
up.
Are you? What are you?
I didn't.
Griping about?
It's Barry Manilow, dude.
Okay.
It's like Frank Sinatra.
You just said you got no body contact.
I didn't.
That's fine.
JC did.
Okay.
He gave me like a
not
hug.
Cool.
Not like a. Like a front hug, but you know the side hugs? Like, we're boys, and he put his arm around.
Yeah, we're boys. Me and my little young thing are boys.
Yeah. Oh, young thing. Then he's like, if you want to come out to Vegas to see my show, let me know.
He did not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We feel so
good outside. Oh, yeah.
We're playing this song for.
Yeah, see, that's just what he called you, pretty young thing.
PYT.
Yeah. Changing songs around for me. He's like, oh, JC, well, you came backstage, pretty young thing.
And we're back there.
Oh,
should throw back Thursday with Kid right there.
He did love that man. I mean, he had a shrine here in the studio, and I've never seen one man oogle. Well, I guess me over Blake, but I get it honest. I get it from Kid.
Man, good to be there in person and watch him, because he tried to play it cool. Watching him freak out over
it's
Barry Manilow.
Sad, isn't it?
It was sweet.
It's kind of bittersweet.
It was sweet. I really enjoyed it. That was Kid's obsession. And now we transition over to Caroline Craddock, his daughter, working back there for us.
Caroline, that was really funny.
Did any of that Barry Manilow love rub off on you? Do you like Barry?
No, I think I like hate Barry because of
that. Oh, really? Were you
a little rebel?
I just could never amount to Barry Manilow. Like, he loved Barry more than me. So.
Sure.
No, that's not true.
It's,
yeah.
It's been a stigma for me my whole life.
He ignored you as a child to
he
listen
did.
To Barry.
Yeah.
He
You're not, you'll never be Barry.
He almost named you Mandy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why can't you be more like Mandy?
Yeah.
So, Caroline, what are you obsessed with this week?
So many things.
A lot of people
all
were saying,
things.
Thank you to Caroline for introducing me to Khaled last week.
Oh, good.
The singer.
I don't
so
think
good.
It's a coincidence. I mention him and then he blows up.
Right?
Right? I mean, then he's on Ellen. It's like, oh, he's on Kid Craddock, then he's on Ellen.
And but it's Khalid. I'm sorry, not Khaled.
Khalid.
Yeah.
Khalid.
Got it.
Khaled's the DJ.
DJ oh, Khalid.
Wow. Yeah.
He should have picked another name.
I know,
that
right?
Is way
well, that's
too
his name.
That's his name.
I know, but... Celebrities have to change their names all the time if somebody else is already out.
Khalid.
Do that. Okay, so Big Little Lies.
The HBO show or the
oh
book?
Oh, my gosh. The show.
The show.
I did not read the book. I kind of avoided the show, but I binged it this weekend. And then perfect, the finale was Sunday night. OMG, it's so good.
I want to see it. I'm going to have to come
so
over.
Good.
I don't know why I don't have HBO.
Wait, you're gonna,
that's the one channel I wanted.
You're going to watch the show, but you're not going to read the book.
I can't get into the book.
You can't.
I got to ask you, because I can't get into the book because it's just so much women catfighting, and
yeah.
I'm trying to imagine which actress is who. Is the
yeah.
show, did you like, you love the show?
I love the show because the acting obviously was amazing, but my favorite part about the show is the music. The music really sets the tone for the show and kind of puts on another level.
Okay.
They play a lot of, they play Leon Bridges. It makes the show way cooler.
Okay. Do they have a British or Australian accent? Because the book's set in Australia.
It
no,
is? It is.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Leanne Moriarty is from Australia and it's set out there.
Well, look at me learning stuff from you, JC.
In the show, it's set in Monterey, California.
Yeah,
okay. So they moved it over to the West Coast.
They did. All so
right.
that's that was what I did this weekend. I binged that. Okay, so you know how this is like a beauty thing. The charcoal thing is taking over everything.
Yeah, yeah, I got and toothpaste. And
yeah, it's the face mask, everything. So they have the charcoal tooth whitening, and I've been doing it.
Yes.
And it is great. It comes in and like, it's like a powder, and you dip your toothbrush in it and just brush
is it
your
black?
Teeth. It is black. It is quite scary
just
when you look
smile.
At it.
Smile, let me see your teeth.
No,
smile.
They're
yeah,
white.
Not like that. Oh.
Your teeth are
yeah.
white, yeah.
Yeah, yeah I thought
white.
You meant they were going to be black. I was like, no.
Oh, no.
Thing. The only thing is, it's obviously very messy. So, like, your sink is kind of black. when you're done with that. Yeah.
I make a mess with regular toothpaste. I get it on myself every day. I don't know what's up. So black
you
on
You really just have to lean over the
toothpaste line.
Yeah. Nothing.
Not like charcoal or anything?
No.
You don't taste like a barbecue?
Nope.
Huh.
Is it scratchy?
No. It's like a really fine powder.
What's it smell like?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Mm.
Where'd you get it?
Amazon. Okay. Dr. Song.
From Asia?
Probably.
Because the best
Asians
ones they
think of everything.
Usually
don't
they?
They do.
The beauty trends, like in Korea, that's where it starts. They have great stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of the mouth.
Okay.
Okay.
that's a good transition there.
So, a good segue. So obviously we know Kylie lip kits are huge.
They're huge.
They're the matte lipsticks with the lip liner. She has changed the game now, and she has made Kylie Velvets. So it's not matte. So the people that don't like matte lipstick, this is perfect. Yeah. I don't like it either. Yeah. So I bought the four new Velvets, and they're creamy, and it's a liquid lipstick, and it comes with the liner. Uh-huh. It's amazing.
Hmm. Is it
creamy?
It seems like it would be moist. I mean, like it would be real easy to transfer to another person when you're kissing them. If it's soft.
Yeah, does it come off? Al's asking for a friend.
No, Al. No.
I mean, that's why we don't like you really kissing us when we've just put on lipstick.
It's not gloss, so it's not really it. Like once it's on, it kind of dries and it stays there. So actually, if you were going to make out with someone, that would be ideal.
I like making out with my wife when she has lipstick on, and then I come out looking like Pennywise the clown.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
Well, I don't think that would happen with Kylie.
Clown.
Yeah.
So my last thing is a song because I always have to do a song.
All right.
Coincidentally, this song is called Obsession.
Oh,
okay. And it's Vice featuring John Bellion, who we love.
We love John Bellion. All right. 25/7. Give you all my attention, baby, you're my obsession. 25/7. I give you love and affection, baby, you're my obsession. Is this a band or a dude?
Rapper.
So I was way off.
It's 4 a.m. I'm by your side.
That's John, right?
Yeah.
John's one of those singers that you look at him and you don't expect him to sound the way he sounds.
Yeah. And he's got a very distinct voice. You can always tell when it's him.
That all-time love song is one of my favorites.
That's a good feel-good summertime song.
And look at you. Cool. Now you have an official song for your obsession bit.
I know. There we go. Better than Obsessions.
This is my
obsession. Yeah, I think that's a little dated.
Yeah.
So this will be a lot better for your segment.
I agree. Thank you.
Thank you, Caroline Craddock.
You're welcome.
You're going to post those anywhere for us to check out if we missed it?
It'll be on my blog, carolinecraddock.com.
Okay. Cool. So now you know lips. We got songs, TV shows.
Teeth whitening.
Yeah.
We got you all set up, Kid Nation. Now we want to set you up with the money so you can buy all that stuff.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's time to play Beat the Bank. We have three names we're going to announce. Big Al Mack, will you do the honors, please?
Why do you always?
Yeah. Oh, he's going
to
do this.
Because, Kelly, you got to do the show. Kelly, you do
the
it.
The harder the names are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, go, Al.
All right. Tajia Armendariz, Jonathan Bohannon, and Katrina Maxville. Katrina Maxville, Jonathan Bohannon, and Tasia Armendariz. I'm sorry, baby. The number is 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK.
You know if that's you.
You didn't do that bad.
You know that's you.
That's
good.
When I announced the names, it's when I looked down, and I'm like, yeah, I can handle that. But I can't.
The harder it is, it's like, Al? Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know why I do that. Right? It just happens.
Every time.
All right.
Yep. My friends,
you'll play Beat the Bank if you call us within 10 minutes. And if no one calls back, we'll open it up to everybody.
All right. We'll play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Broke and at home. Give this game a try. Get me some money. Get a ticket and fly. Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank.
That's right.
Yeah.
Apparently, Big Al didn't butcher the name too bad because she understood it.
Yay!
I told you!
Now, I'll attempt to say it correctly.
All right.
Welcome to the show, Tasia.
It was Tasia.
Tasia.
Yeah.
Armendariz.
Armendariz.
Keisha Armendariz.
There it is.
Yes.
So Al did pretty well with your name, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I was looking out for it anyways. I knew it was
going to
get butchered.
Oh, yeah.
You're
used to it, right?
I'm not the first. Yeah. All right. What do you do, Tasia?
I'm a full-time student and not much, except for that.
Oh, full-time student?
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a marine biologist, but I live in West Texas, and there's no marine life here. So
you might have to move.
Yeah, you might have to move over to San Diego. Is a good spot.
Go to the Galapagos.
Or the Galapagos Islands.
My fiance's from San Diego, so we've been considering that.
Oh, okay. Look at that.
Good for you, man.
When are you getting married?
Next year in August.
Oh, okay.
What's your last name going to be?
Samaya.
Samaya.
Taja Samaya. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool name right there. What time? What time's your first class today?
At 9:30.
We got a little bit of time.
Oh yeah,
Kelly, will you tell her how we play the game, please?
Yeah, we're going to put you in the bank vault with the banker, who's going to call out dollar amounts. Sometimes slower than others, but it makes you really nervous, right? So he could go all the way up to $1,000, but if that door closes and you don't yell stop first, you get nothing. So no matter how high it goes, you have to yell stop. Even if it hits $1,000, little twist, he might say safe deposit box. You can stop on that or you can just let it go. But if you stop on it, you get to choose safe deposit box one, two, or three, and you get the value of whatever's inside.
Ooh.
Could be up to $3,000 in cash and prizes, or it could be a big fat goose egg.
That's right.
Yeah.
We don't know what's in there.
Yeah. Big Al, how you feeling this round?
Oh, I'm feeling schmedium.
Schmedium.
Schmedium. Schmedium. Kind of like the baby
That's how
blazer.
I order my steaks.
Schmedium.
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 Schmedium. Yeah.
A little pink in the middle.
I don't know anything, Tasia, so use your own judgment, okay? You're a smart girl. You're a marine biologist or a future
Almost.
Marine biologist.
Almost going to be one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're going to do right there. All right, let's see how much money you win when we play
Beat the Bank.
$110, $120, $140, $170. 240, 300, 420, 610, 750.
Stop.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
That's been quick.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, who's working it?
Not bad.
$750 for you.
Beat the heck out of Schmedium right there, girl.
Yeah, you did. Way more than I thought was going to go up.
Yeah, I thought about 640.
What are you going to do with $750?
It is probably going to go to my wedding.
To your wedding.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, did you already pick out the dress? Kelly just got hers.
Yes, I picked it out like a week after he asked me.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know what? You've got a long time engagement. Do not look at any other dresses. You will make yourself nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
once you make a decision,
solid advice.
You can guess yourself.
Kind of like a dude
the one
at the club.
I picked out, it's pretty legit. I think it's the one.
That's right.
You said it's like a guy at the club, Al?
Yeah, once you make your selection, once you choose, don't look at any other girls at the club, fellas, because you would drive yourself crazy.
Solid advice.
Like, man, dang, I got to see her. Now it's 2 o'clock.
All right, Tasia, for fun, you already got $750. That's yours to keep. We're going to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
All right, check it out.
Tasia! Nice job.
Good instinct.
Nice job.
Look at you.
Nice job.
That pumps me up when we get it right away right there.
Let's go!
Well done. Hey, you enjoy
I'm
your...
I'm kind of sad I didn't get the safety deposit box.
Oh, you wanted the safety deposit box?
Well, hey, $750, girl.
That's pretty good, because we've seen what the safe deposit box can give some people.
Bird in the hand, beast two in the box.
Enjoy your money. Have fun at your wedding. Good luck with your degree and getting out on a coast and working in the water. That's Tasia right there winning $750. We'll play again less than 1 hour away. And it's time for... And man, when you want to be a marine biologist, but you live inland.
But
that's the first world problem.
That is.
Probably so, yeah.
We want to hear from you, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, I know you feel bad complaining about these things because there are far worse things going on in the world. So we want to smile a little bit, get that off your shoulders. This is the one place to do it. For a few minutes, you get to complain, and we do it while we laugh, all right? First World Problems is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
We just gave away $750 to Tasia, and I just glanced up, and I saw that she texted us.
Oh, she did, at 800-543-3548.
Uh-huh. Same phone number you used to call us as well.
Yeah.
She said, I won $750 on Beat the Bank, but I'm still not hot happy because I wanted a safe deposit box.
That's my first world problem.
Yeah.
Everybody wants the box.
Yeah.
What's in the box?
Yeah. There's a lot of people listening. There would just be, I think would have a
well,
okay, time with $750.
Of course, it's but you contest. Still wonder what you would have gotten with
yeah,
the box.
Wonder.
It's the contest within the contest. Yeah, so I get that.
She did
I
get
hate
the
to disappoint a winner. I hate to disappoint her like that.
We got a couple here from the text. You guys, my girlfriend called to tell me there was no TV in her room during her yoga retreat in Nicaragua. Hashtag first world problems.
How do you call it?
Nicaragua.
Nicaragua?
Nicaragua.
How you say it in Spanish?
Nicaragua. That's how I'm used to saying. This one right here.
All right.
When you have been blessed as a guy, but you can't wear basketball shorts when your mother-in-law visits. Hashtag first world problems.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Come
this
on.
Guy.
Come on. Bro. Yeah, man. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out, but come on.
Oh, really?
Hey, whatever.
Yeah, right. I'm not blessed, and I still won't wear a basketball shorts in front of my mother-in-law. Slow to revealing.
Can't wear shorts.
Bragging. Yeah, that ain't good. I got to figure out how to let people know this somehow. Oh, that sounds like a good thing.
Yeah,
close wouldn't enough you, first world problems.
Wouldn't you want to let everybody know if you were blessed?
That's so weird.
I mean, you kind of want to let people know.
Now he's going to write love letters to Kelly.
Yeah, right.
Kelly, I'm way blessed as a man.
I just can't find a woman.
Hey, Jennifer. Welcome to First World Problems.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
We want to hear yours. What's up?
So I've been begging my husband for about 5 years for a screen door for the front door so I can enjoy the sun, right? So I can enjoy it.
Yeah.
And now that I have it, it just annoys me that I have two doors now to get my toddler out of. And every time I go to unlock it, I always knock my purse off my arm because it's in my way. Hashtag first world problem.
You did it to yourself.
Like, don't complain to your husband.
Right? He'll never do anything. You'll never do anything that you ask him to do.
5 years. You're never happy.
You know, if you complain, Jennifer, your husband's going to be all like,
you did it. You did it.
It was your fault.
I'm 100% unpleasable.
Yeah.
I get it, though.
Yeah, it's normal.
True.
Yeah.
You want something until you have it, and then you're like, oh, this sucks. I don't want that. Thank you for your call. What's up, Hayden?
Oh, nothing much. Just sitting waiting for class to start.
Oh, man. What grade are you in?
Well, I'm a sophomore in college.
Sophomore in college. Mm. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I want to be a firefighter, but I'm in a paramedic class right now.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, okay, man.
All right, very cool.
Well, thank you for what you're going to be doing here in the near future. What's your first world problem?
Well, I got up early this morning so I could get some hot water, get up for my fiance. And so I let the shower warm up for 10 minutes, and I jump in. And what do you know? It's still ice cold. Yeah, that's a first world problem. Nothing better to wake up to.
Oh, man.
Oh, so it ran out or it was still cold?
Oh, it was still cold.
Yeah.
I had that in my house. You know, a lot of people might not realize. And you're in an apartment.
Yeah.
So you can get this thing, this apparatus they put like near your hot water heater under the sink. And it makes the water circulate all day. So when you turn on your shower, it's immediate hot water.
Oh.
That's what I had to do.
And it saved your energy, right? Or something?
Well, it saves water.
Water.
Because, I mean, I literally had to do that with my shower, Jenna. I had to run it like 10 minutes before I could get in.
Yeah.
But
my bathroom sink water won't get hot.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. And then the downside is, though, the kitchen sink now, it's kind of always, I can't ever get
always
it cold enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a positive and a negative. But
that's what I'm going to have to start doing. I'm going to have to start washing my face in the kitchen sink and doing
cold.
My dishes in the bathroom sink.
Well, Kelly also has water running through miles and miles of pipes before
her,
probably gets to the
moat.
Shower.
That's right. It's a fortress. Yeah. It takes a while.
The moat is warmed up, by the way.
Ain't nothing in my house running 10 minutes, especially me.
Yeah, ask your plumbers about that if you have that same problem.
There you go, Hayden. Have a good day at school, man. Thanks for the call. What's up, Lynn?
Hey.
All right. You just bought something Big Al Mac has wanted for years. What could possibly go wrong?
The fact that I'm waiting on my husband to go sign. I can go sign at pretty much any time in between sports, but my husband doesn't want the boat sitting out in front of the house for 2 days before he gets to take it out. So instead, he's leaving it at the boat dealership without me being able to brag about it and post it on Facebook.
So basically, you guys bought a boat, and your husband's too lazy to go sign the papers.
No, he doesn't want it in front of the house.
And doesn't want it in front of the house.
Show off in front of the friends. They got a boat. Yeah. That's what I think she said.
Man, I would have that bad boy in front of my house.
I don't
24/7.
Care.
I wouldn't even take it to the lake.
I'm showing it off. Speaking of buying a boat, the Don Cheadles are making a comeback today.
Yes. I know.
Long awaited for 2017.
First appearance of the year.
Been waiting on the new album to drop. I know.
Yeah.
The Don Cheadles will be here today.
We took a page out of Taylor Swift's book.
Disappear for a little while.
Yeah, disappear for a little bit. Let the audience be like, hey, where's our Don Cheadles?
Right.
We're coming back.
Why don't you take another page out of her book and use different songs?
No.
That's too many pages,
Kelly.
Not
the same song over and over.
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
You can only steal one page.
One page at a time?
One page at a time.
Yeah. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, Kelly.
And it's not broke.
No.
So good.
Thank you, JC.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
What's going on?
I am so upset.
Why?
Sunday, I specifically went to Sam's Club for the free samples,
yes.
And they had none.
What?
Zero. Hashtag first world problem.
What was their excuse? You had to go to the manager and ask why.
I didn't. I was just so upset. I just left.
I bet you were so hungry.
Food samples?
We went at lunchtime, and they had none.
That's not cool.
Yeah. I thought that's why you got the membership.
To eat the free samples.
You know what you're going to have to do next Sunday, Jamie? You're going to have to take two samples instead of one.
Right.
To make up for the ones you didn't get this week.
They always have those little smokies, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They're so good.
A little toothpick, little dogs. Those things are good.
Or the little burritos, the frozen burritos.
Mmm.
Anitas, I think they're called.
You guys have Sam's cards?
Yeah.
I do, but I haven't been in 2 years.
And I think I have Costco.
I have Costco.
Because it's closer to my house.
Mm.
Yeah. That's why, yeah.
I used to have Sam's. In college, that saved me in college.
Will you take me next time?
Yeah. I could put you on my plan, I think, Jenna. What?
I mean, it's just me. I don't really have a need for bulk, but.
Hey, Beth.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. So what did Starbucks do to you this morning?
Well, I ordered my venti iced cinnamon macchiato, and instead of the 3 shots, I got 1 shot, and it's mostly milk.
Weak.
Oh, weak sauce.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I'm just not peppy this morning.
How much does a monstrosity like that cost?
It cost me almost $6.
Oh, yeah, girl. Six every day?
$6 for a cup of coffee?
Wow.
Did you vodka in it?
This was a cup of milk.
Yeah.
Right.
Basically. Did you see what they're doing? I think it's in Japan. Starbucks over there has like a cherry pie frappuccino or something. But instead of the plastic top, they have the pie crust top.
Stop.
Yeah. And they're not going to bring it to the States. Hashtag first world problem.
That's hashtag America problem.
Yeah, America. And cherry pies are American. That should be done here, not in Japan.
Hope your day gets better, babe.
Thank you. Have a good day. Let's go with Brooke. Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
All right, what's going on?
Okay, so I've been studying for my GMAT so I can go to grad school. I bought tickets for a concert in the summer to go fun and be wild. And last night, me and my husband find out that I'm pregnant again.
Oh, so you got tickets for a concert, you're going to go get crazy, and then you find out you're pregnant and only your husband can go get crazy now?
No, we probably won't get crazy. We'll still go, but I'll have to hold off on grad school as well.
Hold off on grad school too?
Yeah, because she got pregnant. Hashtag babies.
Baby problem.
Babies.
First baby?
Baby problem. Baby.
Baby.
Baby. Baby. Baby.
Hashtag morning show problems. Man, all the phones have sucked this morning.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, you guys.
The reception. Maybe the storm's going on. It's not your fault.
Is there something in the atmosphere that's making the phones all sound so
Mercury
bad?
Mercury in retrograde?
I'm having a real hard time hearing people this morning.
I am too.
You know what I was so excited about when my wife got pregnant is having a DD, designated driver.
Yeah, right? Y'all still go out.
Anytime we went out.
And she,
I already knew I was set.
Yeah.
Nobody had to stop drinking.
You
nobody
need
had
to knock her up again.
Nah.
You're getting ready to the big party season, summer.
I know.
Come on, JC.
Nope.
Make another baby.
Nope.
Just one more.
Just one more, dude.
Come on. Good. I'm good. I'm thinking of closing up the factory.
Oh, you're thinking about
I'm
it,
thinking
huh?
about right. it.
You can go from a man-to-man to a zone defense, dog. You can do it.
You're going to get snipped?
I think so. And I hear that you should take, like, underwear pictures after because...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Did you write that other problem?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, because swelling?
Yeah, the swelling. So go get some, pictures done with your underwear on.
Oh, my God.
Definitely don't wear your basketball shorts around your mother-in-law.
Ridiculous. So ridiculous.
What, Kelly? Anything you can do to get an advantage?
So you can't do anything
Me.
With it.
For who? Who sees it?
Oh, I would hang it up as soon as you walk in my house.
Hey,
oh,
what
up? Lord.
Right there, be like, check that out. That's every day.
You and your swollen parts?
Yeah. Well, they would think that's normal. Dang.
All right.
Yeah.
Can we move on, please?
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, guys.
Save us from this, please.
Help.
I went out my sliding glass door to the backyard to go do some stuff and tried to get back in, and my damn Roomba had knocked our security bar back into place and locked me out of the house. Hashtag first world problem.
Your Roomba locked you out of your
robots house. Are taking over.
I'm telling you.
Man, these Roombas, I'm hearing more and more stories about. I'm not sure. Did you read the one online about the woman whose Roomba ran over? They got a new puppy, and the puppy pooped in the middle of the night.
Oh. Poop everywhere.
Roomba went over the poop, and it was everywhere.
So just imagine, you're sleeping, taking a nice nap. Meanwhile, the Roomba is just flinging poo everywhere.
Woke up to that disaster.
Oh,
it's
no.
Like, I wonder if these Roombas are what they're cut out for.
Oh, my poop, God. Poop.
It's trying to make Michelle feel better. At least you didn't get pooped up.
Man.
That's your first world problems right there. You can keep bringing them. Hashtag first world problem. We could use them next week.
Yeah.
Always room for more. And we're always going to have first world problems. We have the Showbiz Top 5 coming up next, Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah, it's looking more like Tyga and Kylie have broken up again, but somebody is going to pull Tyga out of his depression and slump.
Oh, yeah?
And I'll tell you who in the Showbiz Top 5.
And maybe even a Don Cheadle's performance.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We might not have time.
Oh, we're going to have time.
Oh, yeah.
And Beat the Bank in 20 minutes. Three more names.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Last time, Deja won $750, but she was mad. She didn't get the
because if you've heard us announce this before, you could win up to $3,000 in cash and prizes with one of the prizes in the box. So
some people have stopped on the box and gotten nothing.
That's right.
We've had a zero. We've had $50 in the box.
We've had a prize worth $1,500.
Yeah, so we've had a lot and nothing in those boxes. But let's see what we get this round, because Candace Hamilton's here, everyone. Hi, Candace.
Hey.
Hey there.
Hey.
How's it going?
I'm so excited. It's going really well right now.
Good, good. What are you doing right now? Working?
Yeah, I was driving to work.
Yeah. What do you do?
I'm a project coordinator for a technology company.
Ooh, fancy.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, yeah.
Good.
Project coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a lot of fun. You married or single?
I'm single.
Single?
I do have two babies, though, so playing for them.
Aw.
That's all right.
Have you gotten out there dating yet, or are you just like hanging out with the kids?
You know, I am. Yes, I am again.
Okay, good.
Kelly? It's fun, isn't it? It can be.
Yeah, so I'm not married, but taken, so yeah.
There you go.
Oh, okay, so.
Oh, you got.
She's in a relationship.
Oh, you got a boyfriend.
I do.
Are you Facebook official?
Yes.
There you go. It's for real, Jesse.
It's real life.
Good. Good for you.
Is his name Alan?
Hello, I'm Alan.
No.
Oh.
No, John.
Oh, well. Better luck
just
next time.
Just John.
Better luck next time. You can get you an Alan. You hang in there.
No, she's happy with John.
Well, maybe John's middle name's Alan. All right, Candace. Well, here's how the game works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault with our banker. He's going to be giving you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in that vault. It can get up to $1,000. Your only job is to yell stop when you find something you like. Now, we might throw in there a safe deposit box. If you say stop, then you will get to pick between box number 1, 2, or 3. Jenna will open the one you choose, and you get whatever's inside of that box.
Okay.
Or you could pass it up and keep going and see how much
choice.
Money you get.
Your
it's your choice.
All up to you.
Okay.
Big Al?
And Al, how are you feeling?
Candace, I'm feeling very Curtis James Jackson III, 50 Cent. I'm feeling
50-50.
I'm feeling 50 okay. percent.
Look at Al throwing out hip-hop thing after he does country.
I love it. I can work with that. Okay.
All right. All right,
all right,
Candace. I was working on new material.
That's funny. Better than medium well rare.
It's like a stand-up comedian going to the little comedy club. Just trying out some new stuff.
Yeah. All right, Candace, let's get you paid. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$70. $120. $150 Safe deposit box. 250. 330. 440. 600. 620.
Stop.
Woo. You were working on nerves, girl.
I was so
scared. You passed on the safe deposit box and you ended up with $650.
$620.
$620.
Okay. I think I could hear Tasia when the box.
Yeah, right.
And she's like, what?
Right.
All right, hey, you got $620. What are you going to do with that?
I Bills and Go St. Louis the girls. I'm so excited.
Oh, girls.
My
Girls trip.
Hey,
yes.
Just for fun, we want to see how high it would have gone. Okay, you already got your money, okay. Candace. Let's check it out.
670. 690. 720. 750. 840. 900.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
1,000.
Oh, he went all the way.
He went all the way.
So much for the 50-50, Al.
Right. Well.
Oh, that's so amazing. It's so wonderful. $620, I'm excited.
That's right. $620.
Money you didn't have before.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun.
Now, thank you, Candace. You're awesome. You have a wonderful time on your girls' trip with that $620. And if you didn't get in this time, go sign up at KidNation.com. We play twice a day. We'll play again tomorrow. Kelly, did you see the latest? We talked about the Wheel of Fortune mess up the other day.
I did. I heard another one. Yeah.
Another one?
Yeah. So the guy that messed up earlier, when was it? Last week or this
week? Yeah. I don't remember.
He was on Ellen. Ellen
got
him on the
show.
She felt
so bad for him. She put him on his...
Yeah, and
please tell me they didn't give him $10,000.
No, he got $5,000 out.
He did?
He ended up with $5,000.
What? Why wasn't Ellen's show on when I guess Newport Jail Festival?
Yeah, you could have gone on Ellen.
I could have gotten
$5,000
instead of some wash and curl shampoo.
Right. Well, this time it's a woman on Wheel of Fortune, made one of the worst guesses of the year last night. Is it worse than the last one, than the naked, what was it, naked something?
Streetcar Named Desire?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, let's see her guess.
It's a living thing.
Living thing.
Larry and Melinda.
Popsicle bike.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks, Linda.
Honeysuckle bush.
Yeah, that's it.
Popsicle bike?
I think she was a...
Nervous.
If I had $3,000 in my pocket, I'd give it to you anyway.
Because there was an S and an H at the end of for the Bush one, and she still went with bike.
Well,
maybe she was doing the paletero man. That's a popsicle bike.
Spelling's not
bike. There. Is that what you said? Not bite.
Yeah,
bike.
Bike.
Oh, I thought popsicle, you said bike. It might have been bite.
Popsicle bike.
Okay, honeysuckle bush
is what she went with.
Okay.
Why would Ellen give her $5,000 for that?
No, she didn't give it. It was for the guy that did the naked one.
Oh, the naked one. Oh, okay, yeah. I'm confused.
But
you just told me that.
Yeah.
Why would Ellen give him $5,000?
That's a very good question.
I don't know. But he went on the show.
Our friends at Blah 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 felt bad for you, and they gave you $5,000.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
All right.
Just because you messed up. And did you see the promposals are starting to come out?
The promposal.
Yeah, this is how you ask a girl or a guy to prom.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to go over the top with it.
Okay.
Yeah, I always missed out on this going to an all-girls school.
You didn't get those? Like, they didn't come to your school?
Even though we had prom, we had two separate proms.
Yeah.
But we didn't really have, like, a match-up boys' school.
Right.
Necessarily.
Back then, they also didn't go these over-the-top prom proposals.
Right,
it was just, will you go with me? Yeah or no?
Yeah.
Now it's, like, it's out of control.
It's viral, because everybody wants to go viral with it.
You would try to do something romantic, but nothing like what they do now. I mean, this is to get, obviously, fame and recognition. So this high school senior named Jacob Stoudemire, he asked Emma Stone to prom by recreating the opening scene from La La Land. So he's not just asking a regular girl.
Wow.
He's asking Emma Stone.
Jacob Stoudemire is my name. Emma Stone, if you came, I think I'd lose it, go insane. We'll have to see the pop clock's quickly counting down. I hope you'll want to come on down. I'll see your face and think of how I got so lucky. People say I look like Ryan Gosling, and maybe that's a bit far-fetched. Please don't let me down. It'd be
your hometown. Oh. The coolest guy around in the Valley of the Sun. I know my voice ain't great, but please be my prom date in the Valley of the Sun.
Wow. He
that
went all
is
out.
So well done.
That was really creative.
And he does look like Ryan Gosling.
Well,
a little bit.
Gosh, as a
celebrity.
That might be a little far-fetched, but is she going to be in the position where she has to go, where she looks bad?
See, that sucks. Cause
or she could say, I have a scheduling conflict. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
It is her hometown. He does have that working in his favor.
She should go. I mean, that was pretty well done.
With that in his back pocket, she might do it.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think she should. You're not going to get to make out with her, dude.
No.
No.
Just so you know, you're not going to get a kiss or anything.
I don't think he even wants that. He just, yeah.
If you're a dude and Emma Stone says yes, there's going to be a little bit in the back of your mind going like, she might make out.
Might want to hook up.
Yeah, she might. As a guy, you just hope.
Yeah. You have to.
Part-time Justin's out on the road right now. We got to catch up with him, see what he's up to. Justin?
Yes, actually, I got delayed just a little bit because I got offered a facial.
Oh, you're getting a facial right now?
Yes, right now. You should be able to see it. I feel like I'm getting all my sin sucked out of my face.
Oh, you're getting microdermabrasion.
Sin sucked
yes,
out of
I'm at Kukanen Plastic Surgery and Medical Spa, and I found out that I have a huge whitehead on my cheek, and I've been taking pictures of everybody.
I can't believe he's literally getting a facial
really,
right now.
As he talks to us. Now, to catch you up, Justin went up to Sault Ste. Marie to pick up a 2001 Land Rover that we exchanged for a Nintendo Switch, and then they started driving that thing back home.
I got about 8 miles.
8 miles, it broke down, and so now they're just taking a road trip in a rental car all the way home and getting facials.
That's kind of like the story like ended before it even started, and then here's what I'm upset about is that I got it on empty. I got Rihanna on empty. I filled her up with a whole gas tank, and then it broke down. That's upsetting, as whenever a car is full of gas and you can't drive it.
Well, you got to siphon the gas out and get your money back. Put it in a can.
Siphon gas with the water hose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That ship has sailed, JC.
Yeah.
Left it behind.
Back there.
All right.
Oh, but guess how much the gas prices are here. It is $2.
Oh, really?
$2 for a gallon.
Too bad you don't have a car.
Right?
Yeah.
$2 for a gallon. Oh, also, I think this is where we get Ozarka water from the Ozarks. There's an Ozark lake here.
How about that?
I didn't know that.
Probably right.
I don't know if he's right or wrong.
You should just stop by the lake and drink from it.
Yeah, and let us know how it tastes.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we've been making a list of the best tap water from everywhere we visited.
How was Detroit's?
Yeah, oh, Detroit was all right. I taste a little bit of blood and salt, but it's fine.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
You go through Flint, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Justin, what are you going to be up to today?
We are headed to
Joplin.
You want Jenna to tell you?
Missouri.
Yeah, Justin,
Joplin,
you guys, okay, I'm going to fill you in. You have an appearance, all right, for Kissin 92.5 from 4 to 6 at Hertz Donuts.
Yes.
You're going to be hanging with Krause in the House and M-Dub, some other DJs there, all right? But unfortunately, we are still not 100% sure of where you are going to be staying tonight. That's listed as to be determined.
Yeah.
We need to find you a place to stay.
We did have a really pretty girl on the text send us a picture of her and said that you and Jordan could stay, but we're trying to work things out. And she said you guys could even cuddle with her.
Oh, wow.
That could be so much fun.
Could be.
Oh, okay. Yes, please. We need a place to stay. We need a bed. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we'll find you a bed, Justin. Don't worry.
I'm even wearing my colorful shirt. Y'all told me to wear, like, my bright, beautiful shirt, so I'm wearing it right now.
Yeah, you look like the beginning of Saved by the Bell. That's what you look
like. The opening scene.
Yeah.
The beginning.
All right, so if you want Justin and Jordan to stay with you tonight, you live in the Joplin area, let us know on the text.
That's actually a great idea for a Halloween costume, the opening sequence for Saved by the Bell. What are you?
Yeah, right.
So if you have a house or an extra room or whatever.
Something, a car that they can sleep in or I don't know.
Hit us up on the text, 800-543-3548. It's the Going Straight, ahead with Part-Time Justin Road Trip.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning